Hello, 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 millionaires. Yes, I'm so excited to be back. Oh my God. This is season two. Let's get into it. Let's get into the first episode of season two called You Can Wish For It or You Can Work For It. Yes, so you can wish for it or you can work for it. Nothing in life is free or given to you. And I know this sounds like so crazy for me to have to say this or so like just whatever. But just you'll see where I'm going with this in 1 second. So I'm going to repeat it again. Nothing in life is free or given to you. There is always something required of you. For example, when you see those commercials for Sprint, AT&T, T-Mobile saying, oh, if you buy that one iPhone, you'll get another free. Y'all know how every time, like when the new iPhone always comes out, you just have these huge marketing and promotion commercials from like Sprint, AT&T, just saying, oh, we have a huge deal. If you buy an iPhone, you'll get one free. If you listen closely to the fast wording, it will allude to saying something like, this deal is for new customers with X, Y, and Z credit, or, oh, this promotion is only for 6 months. Come on now, nothing in life is free. So why would you think that you can wake up one morning, wish, 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 and wish that you have wealth, a new job, new house, etc., and then boom, it happens. No, sis, it does not work that way. You literally have to work so, so, so hard for the things that you wish and put the correct intentions behind them. Hashtag be intentional. Check out my blog post about that. Shameless plug. So you have to be intentional. Sprinkle with a little bit of faith because in the Bible, as you guys know, it says all you have to do is have faith as small as a mustard seed. And then boom, you can achieve your goals. Because to be honest with you, in my opinion, I feel like this is how this success thing works. It's like, you know, you have that faith, the smallest of mustard seed, you have that intention, and then boom, you get to your goal eventually. Now, that's not to say that there won't be ups and downs and bumps and, you know, I'm not going to say roadblocks, but challenges along the way. Like, no. But the fact that you're being persistent, you're having intention, and you're just attacking your goals every day, eventually something will shake. I promise you. Trust me. And I know how this works because I'm currently on the process to this right now. So I had to take a break from millionaire mentality simply because when I first created the blog, everything was going good. However, I was in the process of looking for a new job at my old company that I was at. Nothing, no shade to them, but I just wasn't really happy where I was at. And so luckily I was able to find another job that I'm really happy about. I really feel like I'm in my career right now, but in the process of, you know, finding another job, my current career now, I was also enrolled in a master's degree program. So you can just imagine the amount of stress that was just on me, because it's like, oh my God, I gotta find a new job. Oh my God, like I gotta do this damn homework. Like it was literally crazy. So I just had to really just take a break to really just work on myself and really hone in on the things that I wanted to do and really just continue to manifest my future. Because, I mean, listen, nothing in life is free or given to you. So if you are unhappy with something or if you don't like the way something is going, it is up to you to get up and change it, period, point blank. Like, nobody gives you anything in this life. You really have to work really, really hard for the things that you get. Now, I'm not going to say that there's not going to be people, excuse me, that help you along the way. Because I definitely have to give credit to the people who gave me encouragement or who were able to connect me to be those connectors, you know, for networking purposes, whether it's, you know, hey, I know this person that can help you do this, or hey, I know this person that can help you do that. So that's not what I'm saying. But the fact is that I put myself in those positions to be in the room with those particular people, or I put myself out there and say, hey, I'm looking for this, or I need help with this. Do you know anyone that you can help me do whatever X, Y, and Z? So I think that is very important that whatever you do, nothing in life is given to you. You can wish for it or you can work for it. You have to do the work. And when you do the work, the universe, God, Jesus, y'all know where I'm going with this, will line it up for you, period. But you have to do the work. And it's something that is not easy. It's something that you have to be consistent on. You have to have that dedication, that motivation, and that drive to get your goals done. Now, that's not to say, and you know, it is easier said than done for sure, but you just have to have that a small grain of faith, a mustard seed, small mustard seed in you to just keep continuing going forward in your goals. So I strongly believe that when you have that intention, when you are intentional, when you have that faith behind you, and when you are ready to do the work, your goals will come to fruition and you will be A1 ready to go. You can wish for it or you can work for it. You can wish all day long, hey, I want to be a rapper. Hey, I want to be a YouTuber. Hey, I want to be rich, wealthy. I want this career. I want to use my degree in this way. But if you are not getting up every day, putting your feet to the pavement, trying to network, trying to enhance your resume, if you are not, you know, in your current career right now, or if you're just working like an in-between job and you're just talking crap about, oh, I hate this job, I can't do this, X, Y, and Z, but you are not trying to get out of your situation, that is called wishing. Working is saying, hey, I might be in this current situation right now, but guess what? 6 months from now, I will not be here. A year from now, I will not be here. Hey, I might not have this right now, but you know what? Within the next year or within the next 3 months, I'm going to get to it and I'm going to do what I need to do to win. Wish for it or work for it. I'm out. Thank you. Have a good day. Thanks for listening. Listen, more podcasts to come. This is only the beginning. Thank you guys for being with me on this journey. Let's continue to get this money. Millionaire Mentality, Season 2.
Girl, I got that millionaire mentality.